G'day, Brad. How are you on this Wednesday?
Very good afternoon to you, Tim. Yeah, no, great, mate. And hope you're having a good show.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you, mate. No surprises today for Johnson and Pearce.
No, true. And look, it came to bear that obviously Michael Johnson and Daniel Pearce won't be going around next year, but that doesn't come as any surprise. It came as a bit of a surprise that actually signed on Daniel Pearce, you know, a couple of seasons ago to play on. He's been terrific. He's had a really good career with, you know, Port Adelaide and then with Fremantle. But there comes a time for everybody where the game just slides past you a little bit. And
yep.
Probably the same for Michael Johnson, but he's been fabulous. And, hopefully, I think, you know, after the next week or two, I'm sure that Fremantle will work out perhaps maybe even that Carlton game where they should both maybe pick them both. There should be sentiment left in footy, I reckon, because yep. Particularly if you can't make the eight, and give them a farewell game.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see them get a fitting farewell, wouldn't it, after all of their efforts for the club. Rory Sloane, big news that he's re-signed, but always, there's always a bit of a backstory and some flirtations perhaps with other clubs along the way.
Oh, absolutely. There's one club in particular over here just absolutely gobsmacked because they believe they had him, you know, had been told so, you know. So it's really weird. This is part and parcel of these trades sometimes, and you know, free agency and restricted free agency. Tim, is that, you know, you think you've got somebody, and then all of a sudden, actually landing them can be a real problem. So from that point of view, and Adelaide Crows are on the record at the moment saying, well, we're really, really keen to deal and try and get that number one draft pick from Carlton. So you just have to think that maybe Mitch McGovern could be the one still in the frame for that. And they've thrown all their pennies at Rory Sloane to make sure he stays there for the next 5 years. I personally wouldn't have given him 5 years. I reckon he's probably a 2 to 3 year player, or probably a 3 year player max. He's been a terrific player, but I wouldn't have given him five, put it that way.
So there was a verbal agreement, was there, Brad?
Well,
elsewhere. From him or his agents? Or?
His agent, I think, That's, you know, because obviously that's how it all works.
And, agents, they're all sort of.
Yeah, that's what can happen, mate. They can play one against the other.
Yeah, man. Look you right in the eyes and lie.
Hey, yes. Belong is the second language of the AFL. You know that, Tim.
Oh, yeah. Very proficient at it, aren't they? Hey, State of Origin tonight, of course, it is a dead rubber, but still always a bit of excitement around it.
Yeah, up there at the old Lang Park, Suncorp Stadium. Now, Billy Slater, what a superstar he's been. He's playing his 31st and final State of Origin, and of course, fittingly, he goes out on the same number of the legendary Wally Lewis, who also played 31 for Queensland. So the King, exactly right. So should be a good game, mate, and I'm sure they'll turn out in their droves to make sure that they give Billy a great send-off.
Yeah, he's been an absolute superstar, hasn't he?
He's the only bloke, I reckon, out of, you know, we've had Israel Folau, Carmichael Hunt, I reckon he would have been one who could have transferred from rugby to Australian rules. I reckon he's that good.
Yeah, he's got a better mindset than the two other fellas you mentioned too, I think, isn't he?
Correct.
Yeah. Hey, did you get up last night to watch France v Belgium in the World Cup?
I watched it this morning, I was up earlier because it fits in a bit better than it does for you, my friend.
It's a shocking time here. Shocking.
Yeah. So anyway, the French are in and out tonight, or 4 o'clock, you know, our time anyway. It's going to be England and Croatia.
And Croatia.
So I think everybody's sort of, look, to all our Croatian friends, including Glenn Jagovic, you know, I think the ideal, the dream come true would be France versus England. So I think that's going to be an absolute beauty, mate. So could you imagine that?
Oh, I can.
Imagine those two shaping up?
It'd be frightening. I mean, no love lost there. And, of course, they only, I suppose, get to revisit some of the tensions of the past now on the sporting field. It would just be massive.
And very funny, the final would coincide with the men's final in Wimbledon.
Yeah.
So, Roger Federer had a bit of sense of humour yesterday saying, well, they'll have to stop the soccer and watch the tennis.
and I think I read that Wimbledon have come out and said that, you know, people putting on the tournament itself is saying that there will not be a single screen in the Wimbledon precinct that will have the World Cup on.
No,
so
exactly,
you've got to
right.
make your choice. It's one or the other.
one or the other, mate. Yeah, so we've got a big sporting weekend coming up, including the AFL. So we'll talk more about it tomorrow night, mate.
Look forward to it. Thank you, Brad.